This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, I don't know about you, but I am enjoying things so far. We had our first press conference today. We got some spicy little notes from that one. Something is happening in the United States Senate. We're going to discuss that to open the show, and it's not good, so buckle up for that. We finally got an answer on all those drones that were flying around. Turns out I was right, just like I told you so. We're going to talk about China, the shape of Doritos, how are the deportations going, about 8 million emails, all that, so much more, including a lady who was too fat to take a lift. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So we have to discuss something right off the bat. A talk we've had before, but what's happening in the United States Senate means we have to have this talk again as I set up where we're going here. Because maybe you saw the news, maybe you didn't. You know Pete Hegseth got confirmed, but what you may not have seen from today is the reason that was so close and the reason he almost did not get confirmed is because of a couple Republicans in the Senate. We are going to discuss what that may mean for Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. We're going to get there, but you're going to have to walk with me there because first, we have all kinds of new listeners. We have to talk about what the system is and why the system does what it does. A nation is built on its institutions. If your institutions are strong, your nation will be strong. If your institutions become corrupted and weak, it will weaken and eventually destroy your country. Institutions. That word itself can sound too heady and weird. What does that mean? Let's go to our village, our 100-person village. You and I, we live in a 100-person village. We're a small tribe. We raise cattle and some crops. We're in the hinterlands of Africa, all right? We have a hut. One of the huts in the village, it's designed specifically for cattle operations. It teaches the next generation how to care for cattle, takes care of the fencing, making sure our cattle are always there. We have a different hut. That hut handles the mail in the village. We have a different hut. That's where we go worship, how we worship in our village. And these institutions, they are important. They are the central hub where you can go to find out about cattle, to worship God, to send something in the mail. Institutions. Well, the same thing applies for a country as a whole. Countries have religious institutions, media institutions, government institutions, law enforcement institutions, intelligence institutions, the entertainment. Did I already say that one? It doesn't matter. A lot of different institutions. And ideally, they are separate. But if your country gets corrupted and loses its way, if the leaders of your country lose their way for a variety of reasons, what will happen is, and this has happened many times before, the institutions, they figure out that they can get a lot richer and a lot more powerful if they just work with each other and against the people. This is all about looting the treasury and getting more money and power for themselves. Because we have leaders now who never stress America, they don't care about the country. That's not you care about the country. I care about the country. They don't share that at all. Well,
once you lose that care for your country, that sense of duty to your country, then everything just becomes about you. Once you stop serving any kind of a higher purpose, if you will. So what we have are institutions in this country, and we'll start with defense because this is going to take us to RFK and Tulsi and whatnot, but we'll start with the defense industry. We have an institution that has become completely corrupted, staggering levels of corruption with staggering amounts of money. You have any idea how much money goes into defense in this country? Have you ever seen one of those stats? Oh, we spent as much money as the next 26 countries combined. Have you ever seen those stats before? A staggering amount of money goes into defending this country. But let's discuss what that looks like. You see, we have the military branches themselves. And there's all kinds of waste and fraud in there. How many years in a row has the Pentagon failed an audit? You realize the Pentagon cannot account for over $1 trillion with a T, multi-trillion dollar audit fails. That's just the military budgets alone. So where does all that money go? Well, here's an example of how it works. Let's say I'm running the porta potty department for the Army. I'm in charge of these Army porta potties. And last year we spent $10 million on porta potties, making sure everybody's got a dumper wherever they go. Well, I never, ever, ever go to my commanding officer and say, man, we don't need as much money. In fact, I don't even need half of these porta potties. They're going to waste. You always go to your higher up and tell them, hey, man, I spent every dime that was in the budget, so you can't cut my budget. In fact, I need another $10 million next year, an extra $10 million, because we need even more. So you have that because it's a massive government apparatus, that part of it. That was porta potties. Think about what it means for other things. Now let's talk about the private sector defense industry portion of it. If you're Raytheon, how do you make your money? How do you butter your bread? You make your money and butter your bread by getting gigantic government contracts. Hey, Raytheon, design this new missile for us. Here's $500 million. Go! That's your livelihood. And of course, our defense industry comes in way over budget and way behind schedule routinely. Years and years behind schedule. Billions over budget. This is the defense industry. And you have the generals in the Army. Generals, admirals, Navy, whatever, these flag officers. They'll bounce right from being a general in the Marine Corps to sitting on the board of Boeing. Oh, look at me. I got that defense industry job. No way. $2 million a year? Sounds good. And then there's the politicians. Republican and Democrat politicians both share this. But if we're being honest, the kind of corruption we're going to talk about here is, in my opinion, more prevalent in the Republican Party than in the Democrat Party. Republican politicians for the longest time have been pro-defense, pro-defense, America, pro-defense type thing. Think about, you know, George Bush, neoconservatism, invade everywhere kind of thing. That's been the modern day Republican Party. It wasn't what it used to be, but that's what the recent Republican Party has been. And that has meant, among other things, that's meant a lot of money. Huge. Go look at the budget. We always talk about the federal budget, how you look at it, and there are really three things that are eye-popping if you're looking at a pie chart. The Social Security spending, the Medicare spending, and the military spending. Those are the three things that will just floor you. Well, Republicans, especially older, corrupt ones, believe that gobs and gobs of money go out to the defense industry will mean more power for them. And here's how that works. You see, you love the campaign donations that come in from the defense industry. Go do yourself a favor if you feel like doing a little journalism at home. Remember, you're the journalist now. Go look up how much money the defense industry spends on lobbying the federal government. Go look up their donations to politicians. So there's that aspect of it. If I'm Tom Tillis, because Tom Tillis is going to be central to our little tale here about Pete Hegseth, if I'm Tom Tillis and I am interested in being reelected, and that's all these worthless scumbags are interested in, well, couple checks from these defense contractors sure don't hurt the old reelection bid. But you see, defense contractors don't hand out those donations just for funsies. There are strings attached with those things. And what do you think the defense contractors want when it comes to the contract process we currently have? You see, currently, they get huge gobs of money, and then they'll put in change orders for even more money, and they'll come in years behind schedule, and then they'll get another contract. Do you think the defense industry is interested in that system changing at all? If your boss told you that you were going to keep getting paid what you get paid, and you're allowed to show up late for work 200 days a year, and you're allowed to underperform, and he promises he won't fire you or cut your pay at all, would you enjoy that arrangement? Well, that's the same arrangement the defense industry has in this country. They don't want anything to change. So what happened with Pete Hegseth? We'll dig into that in a moment. Before we dig into that, let's dig into the pain in your life. That chronic nagging pain. When you wake up in the morning, what has you dreading getting out of bed? Is it your feet? Maybe your back? Shoulder? Neck? What holds you back from living your life? Try Relief Factor. You might be 3 weeks away from waking up in the morning and not worrying about your feet anymore, not worrying about your back, not worrying about your muscle pain, because Relief Factor's there. 100% drug-free supplement. You take it every day. It builds up in your system. The longer you take it, the better it works. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. It just needs some help. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll continue with this Hegseth tale next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, I forgot to mention, halfway through next hour, we're going to have Theo Wold on. Theo Wold is his name. You probably never heard of him, but remember all those executive orders that Trump signed day one? Where'd they come from? Theo. I want to hear the thought process behind it. I want to hear some inside baseball knowledge on that stuff. So you and me, we're going to learn together. I've never talked to him before, so we'll figure it out. Hopefully he's great. Either way, Theo's coming up a little more than an hour from now. Now back to the system, and specifically the defense industrial complex, the military industrial complex in this country. Did you hear what Tom Tillis did? Because there's an interesting story here. Pete Hegseth was just confirmed. J.D. Vance had to break the tie-breaking vote. But if you dig into that a little bit more, you'll find out a couple things. One, Mitch McConnell voted to send the vote to the Senate floor. And then he voted against him. Interesting, right? So what does that tell you first? Mitch McConnell wanted this done publicly. Knowing he was going to vote against him, he still voted to send it to the Senate floor. But Tom Tillis is the interesting one here. Republican, allegedly, senator from the state of North Carolina, Tom Tillis. You see, Tom Tillis voted for Pete Hegseth. He voted to confirm Pete Hegseth. But we now know, this is from the Wall Street Journal, here's the headline. Tillis assured Hegseth's former sister-in-law her testimony could convince GOP senators to vote no. A key witness in the contentious Senate confirmation of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was assured by Senator Tom Tillis that her sworn statement would carry weight in last week's vote and could persuade Republican senators to oppose the nominee, according to people familiar with the events. Remember when we got that last second witness? And it was kind of weird. Hold on. His ex-wife's sister? Oh, no, he never did anything to me or anything like that, but I was afraid, and other people were too. We were afraid. Didn't make any sense. And it came last minute. But where did it come from? Was this a Democrat op? Did the communists run an op to try to take Pete Hegseth out? No, as a matter of fact, it was Republican Tom Tillis. Tom Tillis tried to stop Pete Hegseth. And the only reason he voted for Pete Hegseth after having tried to stop him was Tom Tillis didn't want to actually be the one to vote to stop him, because that would just likely earn him a primary in the increasingly red state of North Carolina. So he didn't want to have to vote for it himself. The gutless loser coward dug up a witness, put a hit piece out in the Wall Street Journal, and hoped it would prompt enough other Republican senators to stop Pete Hegseth's confirmation. And the question is always, why? What's the angle? And I've seen people who still don't quite understand how this works. I've seen people suggest, well, yeah, I mean, Pete was drinking and there's, you know, some women and the Pete. Please don't be naive. The biggest bunch of immoral scumbags on the planet work in this studio, yes, but they also work in the federal government. What happened with Pete Hegseth, what happened with Tom Tillis and Pete Hegseth, what happened with Mitch McConnell and Pete Hegseth had absolutely nothing to do with Pete Hegseth hammering some beers at a strip club with the fellas. What happened with Pete Hegseth and what is coming for Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. is the system is protecting itself. A multi-trillion dollar defense industry hears this young upstart all over the television talking about how we have too many generals, how the defense contracting industry is completely broken, how we have way too many guys who leave the military and go get rich right away in the defense industry. When they hear a young guy being the next SecDef and he's talking about reforming the bank robbery they currently have going on, the system tends to panic. And when the system tends to panic, they make phone calls to people like Mitch McConnell and Tom Tillis. It's a pretty simple phone call to Tom Tillis. And what do they say? I don't know. Is it a carrot or stick conversation? I don't know. I don't want to act like I'm inside enough to know, because we never know. Is this about campaign money? Maybe. Maybe it's about a relative getting a job. Maybe Tom Tillis has a niece he's trying to get in with Boeing. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's blackmail. Don't ever dismiss that. You've heard me accuse others of that before, just because it's so prevalent. We know it's so prevalent. We've heard from enough people. Could easily be blackmail. Hey, Tom. Hey, it's me at this big shot defense contractor. Hey, I hear you're trying to get Pete Hegseth in there. Tom, do you remember that? You remember that little Senate trip you took to Berlin a few years ago? Remember that Friday night when you went out on the town after dark? Yeah, we videotaped all that, Tom. Yeah, go ahead and make sure you whip some votes against Pete Hegseth. I don't know if that's what happened. I have no idea. But I know that's exactly how the system works. And I know Pete Hegseth snuck in there by the hair on his chinny chin chin, because J.D. Vance had to come down and cast the tie-breaking vote. And that brings me to Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. I am going to get to some emails at some point in time, but we're walking through some of this Senate stuff. I smell some trouble coming. We are going to talk about the press conference. Caroline Leavitt killed it today. Updates on immigration, Doritos changing the shape of it. I can't live in a world like that. And we got problems with China. All that and still so much more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. But back to what we just walked through, the Pete Hegseth nomination and why it was a squeaker. It was a nail biter. Why did he barely get through? I talked about the system, and it comes down to power and money. That's why Pete barely got through. And that brings me to the next two battles. Pete barely got through because of money, because he threatens the money and power of the system. Think for a moment about every part of the medical industry of this country, as it currently is, not as we want it to be, but as it currently is. Think about, let's just focus on this for a moment, the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is not only evil and corrupt, but they have bought off the parts of society that are there to stop them, like the FDA. You remember, Chris, dig this up if you can find it. If you can't, that's fine, because I'm doing this last minute. Remember, I think it was Project Veritas, may have been James O'Keefe, I don't remember, I know they separated, but one of those two, they did an undercover video with an FDA official, and this guy said on camera what most of us have known for the longest time. The pharmaceutical companies, they send employees to go work at the FDA. They bribe the FDA to approve what they want approved. You think the FDA is this team of doctors and scientists sitting around testing food and drugs and deciding on the risk factors, but no, it's just a bunch of bought-off scumbags bought off by the pharmaceutical industry. We had the FDA come out and call ivermectin horse medicine? Horse paste? Why would they do that? The ivermectin guy won a Nobel Prize. It's been taken safely by human beings. The doses are by the billion. Why would they come out against ivermectin? Especially when you had all these doctors. I know some personally, not secondhand. I know doctors personally who treated COVID patients with ivermectin. They did. So why would everyone come out against it? Remember what RFK said?
There was no reason to discourage people from taking ivermectin. Ivermectin was a very, very devastating cure for COVID. It literally obliterated COVID. And, you know, by depriving people of ivermectin, many people, millions of people around the globe died.
Trusting the experts is not a function of science. It's not a function of democracy. It's a function of religion and totalitarianism, and it does not make for a healthier population.
Okay. What do you think the pharmaceutical industry thinks about the potential for RFK Jr. taking over? How much money would you say is potentially at stake if RFK Jr. walks in there and says, did you actually test that? We're going to need more testing on this. Actually, I think we should look into that. How much money and power is at stake? Not just in the pharmaceutical industry. Remember, we just did that little lookup of the lobbying for the defense industry. Go look up the lobbying of the pharmaceutical industry. I believe they're number one. I haven't looked in a while, but I believe they're number one. Pete Hegseth barely squeaked by. And Pete Hegseth barely squeaked by in large part because of his distinguished record, his military service. A lot of these loser weenie senators could vote for him because they know they get to wrap themselves in the flag and take a picture and put it on Instagram. And this is how much I love the troops. I'm voting for Pete. Woo! RFK Jr. is going to have no such benefit. Someone who may, who could, is Tulsi Gabbard, though. But you see, Tulsi Gabbard may threaten something larger and more powerful than the defense industry or the pharmaceutical industry. The intelligence industry of not just this country, of the globe. But we'll focus on this country, on Western civilizations. What have they wanted forever? Well, they want more money, more power, and they want you to have fewer rights. Because let's be honest, if I'm an intelligence agency and my job is to gather intelligence, then you having rights, hurts me. It puts limits on me. What do you mean I can't just tap their phone? What do you mean I can't just read their text messages? What do you mean I can't just, decide I don't like this person and throw them on a terrorist watch list?
I can point to my own experience of this, of how the Harris-Biden administration have added me to a secret domestic terror watch list the very day after Kamala Harris was endorsed by Joe Biden, and I was on TV and warning the American people about what I saw as the dangers of a Kamala Harris presidency, taking action that was clearly political retaliation. They've done this to a lot of different people, which points to how dangerous it is to have people in power so willing to abuse that power to go after political opponents.
Okay. Tulsi Gabbard came out against Kamala Harris, and the next day she was placed on, it was called the Quiet Skies Program. She was placed on a terrorist watch list and followed whenever she flew around the country. The intelligence agencies of this country, NSA, CIA, there's a laundry list of them. They despise the limits put on them by the Constitution, and they have bent over backwards and forwards to get rid of those limits so they can do what they truly want to do, and that's gather large quantities of intelligence on everybody. Now, let me ask you something. If you had to guess, knowing what we already know about these organizations, it's no secret what J. Edgar Hoover did with the FBI, gathering files, damaging information, whatever he could find on politicians. If you had to guess, just guess, do you think there are any damaging videos of Lindsey Graham? Anything maybe in a red state like South Carolina, pictures, things like that, that maybe would hurt his reelection chances? Think maybe there's a chance of that? Because I heard Lindsey Graham on the news talking about Tulsi.
Do you trust Tulsi Gabbard with the nation's most closely held secret, Senator?
I tend to vote for almost everybody at both parties, but I want to see how the hearing goes. Why did you go to Syria? What did you do regarding Assad? Why do you think Edward Snowden should be held as a hero? I certainly don't. We'll see how the hearing goes. But in her favor, Richard Burr is going to introduce her, and he's one of my dearest friends, so we'll see.
Senator, can you say right now, are you a yes on Tulsi Gabbard?
I'm going to see how the hearing goes. I'm inclined to be yes on everybody, but there's some questions she will be asked that I want to hear the answers to.
So you're a we'll see, not a yes.
We'll see.
And little birdies are beginning to chirp from Capitol Hill that Lindsey Graham, he may be a we'll see on television, but as of right now, he's a no. And if Lindsey Graham's a no, and if Mitch McConnell is a no, and that is the rumor, and I don't know this is the case, if Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski are going to be no's the way they were on Pete Hegseth, then Tulsi is sunk. This is about money and power. And this is about us and changes we need to make. We'll get to that in a moment, and then we'll get to some emails before we do other things. But speaking of Lindsey, when's the last time you got your testosterone levels checked? Do you understand that if your T levels drop low enough, you might sound like
this? Do you trust Tulsi Gabbard with the nation's most closely held secret, Senator?
I tend to vote for almost everybody at both parties, but I want to see how the hearing goes.
Could you imagine sounding like that? Chalk will have your T levels up 20% in 90 days. We're talking natural herbal supplements that'll have you become the anti-Lindsey Graham. How's that sound? 20% increase in 90 days. I've been on a male vitality stack for 3 years. I don't just talk about it. I do it every single day. New Year's special time. Huge discount on any subscription for the life of the subscription. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Fellas, you're about to feel better than ever. Ladies, they have female vitality stacks for you, so don't feel left out. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Don't be like Lindsey Graham. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We got Theo Wold coming up halfway through next hour. He's the man writing all those executive orders. I want to hear about this whole process. Let's get to some emails before we get to the press conference from today and other things. Jesse, Trump was going to tell us what the drones were all about. Did he inform us? If he did, I missed it. Well, remember, I told you that a little birdie told me that it was nuclear what they had lost. It was radioactive. Something was missing, and that it was our drones, it was our stuff, and they were looking for it. Remember when I said that? What, Chris? What? Chris said, how do you lose something radioactive? Well, someone steals it, buddy. That's one. Either someone steals it, one, or I think maybe our respect for certain professions can sometimes affect how we look at things. You realize they dropped a nuclear weapon in the Atlantic one time. I believe it was off the coast of North Carolina. You realize that? And they never found it? It's never found it. It's still there. It's at the bottom of the ocean. Okay, so people do lose things, one. Two, people steal things for their own purposes. Every organization is leaky. There are leaks inside of it. So, I can't say that, but I told you what was going on. Container showed up. It was supposed to have something nuclear in it. I don't know that it was a bomb. I'm not telling you that. Something radioactive, something nuclear, something important. It showed up, and that something important was no longer in the container, and the container was busted, and they were like, wait, oh my gosh, and they were looking for it. Caroline Leavitt came out today. Trump promised he would tell us about the drones, and look, they kind of told us about the drones, but you and I both know. You know what she's saying here, right? You understand what she's saying.
After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll walk through this. They were authorized to be flown. So they weren't aliens. It wasn't Chinese gravity propulsion devices. They were authorized. So someone got a hold of the FDA and said, hey, we'd like to fly these. Who was doing that?
For research and various other reasons.
For research and various other reasons. That's pretty good, right? All that are
many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that
yeah. There were a bunch of private drones, but anyway, I told you I'd tell you about the drones, and I just want you to know they were all approved by the FAA for research and various other reasons. You know what? Next time you screw up with your spouse and he or she calls you out on it, why don't you use that as an excuse and see how that lands? Hey, Jesse, you were home 2 hours late tonight? Can you explain why you were 2 hours late, Jesse? Well, look, I had to stop at the gas station, and there were various other reasons. Sure, that'll land really well. It was exactly what we thought it was. They were approved by the FAA because it was us. It was our government looking for something. Now, before you send me an email, I don't know whether or not they ever found it. My little birdie never told me that. I could never get that information. I'm assuming they did because from what I understood initially, it was all hands on deck. We need to find this now. And then they just kind of stopped. But that's what happened. You know what happened. I know what happened. Jesse, your time has come. The odd or off year elections, which are so important for winning back our culture, are here. And MAGA has to stand firm, show up at the rallies, and vote. It is important because while Democrats are so on and so forth, Republicans have to stay in the fight. Listen, this comes back to the conversation we've been having about the Tom Tillises of the world, the Mitch McConnells of the world, because I don't know whether they'll be able to sink Tulsi or RFK or not, but I know they're going to try. They are going to try. And I am very worried they may get one of them. If that frustrates you, if you're one of the people screaming at the car, screaming at the radio, screaming at your headphones, no, yeah, this has to stop. I agree. It has to stop. How do we stop it? How do we stop the GOP Senate from kneecapping everything we want done? There is only one way. We have to defeat these people in primary elections. Mitch McConnell got over 80% of his last primary election. You can scream all day long, I hate Mitch. Mitch sucks. Mitch is the worst. We need to vote this guy out. But the GOP primary voter in Kentucky loves Mitch McConnell. And don't email me and say, no, we don't. We hate him. I have the numbers in front of me. You may hate him, and I hope you do, but 80% of the people voting in that primary freaking love him. 80%? If anyone gets 80% of any amount of the electorate, you are immensely popular. I'm always told, no, we hate him. No, you don't. Texas does this too when I start yelling at my fellow Texans about John Cornyn. We hate Cornyn. Really? I'm looking at the primary results. Up 76% of the last primary. Do you hate him? Because over 70% is quite a number. Doesn't seem like you do. We have got to start taking these people out in primaries. And if you're looking for a little pick-me-up at the end of this kind of dark talk, there is a chance RFK and Tulsi both do get through. And it's for the same reason Tom Tillis tried to influence others to vote against Hegseth, but he himself didn't. We have finally succeeded in making these losers afraid of primaries. That's the only reason Tom Tillis didn't vote. No, he knew for a fact that Trump and you and me and everyone else would run a primary challenger and run him out of the Senate in their primary in North Carolina. And that's why he voted yes. That may be what keeps Lindsey Graham on a leash. He's probably familiar with that anyway. I don't know. What, Chris? What are you talking about? Listen, I want to talk to you about non-lethal. I want to talk to you about safety. There are violent animals everywhere in this country, foreign and domestic. Now, that daughter of yours who's out tonight at her math tutor, if she runs into one at her car, is she going to die or is she going to be safe? Burna pistol launchers are for everybody. Even if you get the I don't like guns. It's not a gun. It's non-lethal. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls, or they actually have balls that are a mixture of the two. How brutal is that? Or SWAT teams carry these. Private security firms carry Burna. People across the country are carrying Burna. It's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check, and it'll save your freaking life. BYRNA. Save you a bunch of money. Burna.com/Jesse saves you money. Get something and protect yourself. Now, let's dig into the rest of this presser from today. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.